Blog Talk Radio.
Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for being part of today's show, for listening to the show, and just for being supportive of Reality Spirituality. You know, August, today is the first day of August, and it's crazy because the first week in August, I debuted Reality Spirituality 4 years, four years ago. 4 years ago, and in August of 2000, whatever the year that was, 2015 minus four, 2011, thank you. I'm telling you, my vision, my expectations, I had tons of expectations for this show. I wanted this show to be heard all over the world. It is heard all over the world, but it's a small all-over-the-world show, but my intention has always been the same, and that is to share with as many people as will listen, share with my audience how to experience more happiness, more contentment, more peace, a more relaxed journey, if you will. Regardless of the storms, regardless of the ups and downs, regardless of what's going on, just the journey, a journey that will, for me, I've learned to appreciate this life a lot more. I've learned that it's not about having a radio show in 160 countries with millions of listeners. Yeah, of course, that would be wonderful. However, the universe has a different plan than my plan. And what I've really, really latched on to in the last few years is that it doesn't matter what I want, it doesn't matter my intention, it doesn't matter my desire, what I want. What really matters is the plan, the divine plan of the universe. Because quite frankly, if the universe wanted this show to be heard in 160 countries, millions of listeners all over the world, how many billions of people do we have in the world? 7.2. Everybody's a fan, everybody's listening. If the universe wanted it, it would happen. And so it's really about, for me, is about relaxing, sitting back, enjoying the ride with my feet kicked up, hands behind the head, and okay, all right, universe, this is it. However, wherever you want to lead me, I'm okay. Wherever I land, I'll be all right. And not only will I be all right, I know that wherever I am is where I'm supposed to be for my best good, for my growth, for my evolution. Wherever I am is exactly where I need to be. It took me a long time to get that and to really accept that and to surrender to that. But let me tell you something, reality, spirituality audience, it's the only way to live. When you live in total surrender when you totally surrender and live and let and allow the universe to drive, to be in charge, guess what? Things start happening. Things start happening that I didn't even plan. I'm connected to people that I've never even heard their name prior to. People send me emails. I find someone else. It's crazy the way this universe, it's actually crazy wonderful the way the universe works. So I don't have to do anything other than trust, allow, surrender, and know that everything that's happening is in perfect timing. I'm going to go to my first caller. I have a few callers in the queue that would like to speak with me, which I appreciate very, very much. Just to let my new listeners know, you can find my website. It's RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page on Facebook, Reality Spirituality. And my first caller, area code 630. What is your first name and welcome to Reality Spirituality?
Hi, my name is Nia, and thank you very much.
Is that Nia with an N?
No, it's Mia with an M.
Oh, Mia. Okay. Hi, Mia. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling. What's going on?
I have a major exam coming up Monday morning, and I am going through emotions. So I just want to be clear from the emotions so I can be clear to take the test.
Okay. So you have an exam coming up, and you're just... Mm-hmm. frantic and anxious and nervous and high anxiety, right?
Right. I just want to get to that point that you've been talking about, to just totally surrender.
Go ahead, sweetie.
Whatever the result is, it's just that I just want to just let it all go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I could just be free, take the exam because it's already scheduled, and just move on.
I'm laughing because I totally get it. All of this. It's just a high. Let's just call it. I like to call it a lot of stimulation. Right at this time, a lot of stimulation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's just. Sometimes I feel it's not only mine, but other, environment or other people are just there that it's affecting my emotions too.
Okay. So now we
like
have...
As for me, what I want is just to. Being able to block it all out.
Okay, good. Oh my gosh, what a good call. What a great call. Because you hit on three major, major, major themes in life that really need to be addressed and need to be talked about, and how to move from where you are into another space, a space mm-hmm. that, a shift, basically, a shift.
Right.
A shift of focus, a shift of energy, and then you also mentioned other people, meaning that sometimes other people affect you in a negative way.
Well, it's just that I can feel their feelings, and I would rather just not pick that up.
Okay. Now let's just do one thing at a time. Let's just stay with this. So you said you could feel their feelings and you would rather not. Are you talking
for example, if I'm feeling anxious, which I am, then I'm feeling like other people's anxiety around me.
Okay, so you're saying that when you feel anxious, you can feel other people's anxiousness also?
Yes.
Well, isn't it a coincidence that the theme of today's show is, and just flow, go with me on this one, Mia. The theme of today's show is mind your own business. And what that means.
Right.
What? Yeah.
I said that's right.
Yeah. And what that really means is that, I don't know about you, but I used to always notice, I noticed, I focused on, I watched, I paid attention to, I studied, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Other people, and why did I look at other people and study other people and pay attention to other people? Not only was I in their business, but I knew without a shadow of a doubt all of the things that these other people were doing wrong. I knew what these other people needed to do in order to improve their life or improve their lot or improve their disposition or their attitude or just their point of view. I actually tried to convince and persuade and talk other people out of their own beliefs and their own what they were experiencing. Like you're telling me that you're feeling a little nervous, a little anxious, you have a big test on Monday, and my job is to talk you out of those feelings? No.
Mm-hmm.
No. My job is to explain the feelings and work with you and assist you with just feeling the feelings and being okay with whatever you're feeling. And quite frankly, when you're feeling this way, this is anyone, not just you, when you're feeling this way, dear audience, one of the things that is really important is to allow all of the experience, the feelings, to just flow without. See, this is the problem. This is the big problem. It's not the feelings that are the issue. It's the label on the feelings. It's the label of nervousness, anxiety, stress, just on pins and needles. If we didn't have those labels, in which are all man-made, stress, anxiety, nervous, all of that's those are man-made words. And quite frankly, if we didn't have those words, we would experience all of the feelings, the whole gamut of the feelings, whether it's a feeling of peace or whether it's a feeling of, say you're on, quote, high alert, or extra stimulus is coming into your world. And it's the same with animals. You look out into the animal kingdom, and animals are just cool. They're in the moment, and they're moving through their lives, and say they feel or sense another animal that's, quote, dangerous, then they're going to be on high alert. They're going to have a different feeling, a different vibration, a different energy about them. So, but I want you to know there's nothing that you need to block. Are you still with me, sweetie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Perfect. There's nothing that you need to block. There's nothing that you need to stop. The only thing that needs to change is your perception, a shift in how you're looking at it, a shift in how you're thinking about it. So you can still have all of the feelings, but without labeling them into something that it's something that you're thinking that you don't want. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this let's do this. So it's a
well, but these feelings are uncomfortable feelings. So I don't want them.
Ah, so now we're using the label of uncomfortable, okay? And see, the reason why they're uncomfortable, I'll tell you, is because you were taught that this feeling, this nervous and anxious, that feeling is uncomfortable. See, that's another man-made label. It's really getting your head around thinking about it, because for all these years and all the times, this isn't the first time you've been anxious or nervous or stressed. And all of that, we've all been taught that that feeling is uncomfortable. The feeling's not natural. I don't like that feeling. I get what you're saying. But what I'm saying is to switch it and say, okay, I'm going to embrace this feeling. You're on a roller coaster, and it's that feeling when you're going all the way down really, really fast and your stomach comes out. And I've been on roller coasters, and I can say, I don't like that feeling. But now it's a new thing. I'm going down on a roller coaster, you know, going all the way down. We're going down the hill, and I'm still feeling that feeling in my stomach, and it still feels, but I can say that that's just part of the journey. That's just part of the ride. I'm not going to say I don't like it. I just know that that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, not resisting. Don't resist it. Just allow it. Because honestly, it's not going to last forever. It's just part of it. And it's part of it right now, because you're at a point, a stage, where you're still learning how to move through these feelings a little bit quicker. In other words, get to a point where, okay, I'm in this place, I have a test on Monday, and it's a lot of resisting. I don't want to feel like this all the way until Monday. I'm uncomfortable, I don't like it. I got till Monday, I don't want to feel like this, right?
Right, I just want to just let it all out.
Well, the letting it out, what you want is relief. You want relief.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is you can get the relief in just changing your perspective and changing your thoughts without anything changing. Now, let me help you a little bit more. Wanting relief from reality, wanting relief from what is happening right now in the moment, is the same as resisting the moment. And another thing that is very prevalent in this challenge that you're having is that you're in the future. You're thinking about Monday. You're thinking about, I'm not comfortable right now. I want to be comfortable in the future. I want to feel good in the future. I want to feel relaxed in the future. I don't like where I'm going through right now. Are you feeling anxiety right now when you're talking to me, or we're just having a conversation?
We're having a conversation right now, but it comes and goes.
Right, right. And that's what anxiety, and that's what that is. It comes and goes. That's just part of all of living. But with the thoughts, that you're thinking that there's something wrong with this anxiety coming and going, I don't like the way it feels, I want to feel something different, that is the issue. It's not the anxiety. Does that make sense?
Explain some more.
Okay, see, you're wanting something to be different. You don't want the feelings. You don't want the anxiety, right? You don't want the anxiety. And I'm telling you, that's the first mistake. And I usually don't say there's mistakes. There are no mistakes, but I had to use that word. That's the first. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. Is instead of saying, I don't want this feeling, how about saying, okay, I know this feeling and this feeling, I don't even want you to say, I'd rather feel another way, but just you're having the feeling and allowing the feeling to, and experiencing the feeling without pushing it and resisting it and wanting something different. See, it's about, listen, most, no, for me, I always wanted to feel good. That's it. Being happy means feeling good, feeling relaxed, feeling like there's no care in the world, feeling that everything is okay. I can breathe. My shoulders are down. And what I'm saying is life is about that feeling, and life is about other feelings also. But the other feelings with the idea, so let me just say this. If I am in an anxious situation, I don't know. Let's say I'm interviewing for another position, a position that's going to give me more money, a position that's going to elevate my salary. You know, a little anxious. I'm taking a test. All of that. Then I can look at it a lot of different ways. I can sit and say, "Oh my gosh, I hope everything works out. I wish this was over already. I don't like the stress. I don't like this feeling." Or I can say this, and not only say it, I can know it and I can trust it. That whatever happens on the day that I'm taking this test, whatever happens on the day that I'm taking an interview, if I'm supposed to get the job, I'm going to get it. If I'm supposed to pass the test, I'll pass. If I'm supposed to fail the test, I'll fail. I trust that the universe's plan is so great that all I'm doing is experiencing this next moment. But I'm not going to experience it with all of this anxiousness and distress of what was going to happen. I just wish it was over. I'm just not going to experience it because it's part of life. Mm-hmm. Everything
well,
that
but
happens.
But I'm not okay with failing the test. So.
Okay, well, then what I have to say is, then we go to another issue, and that's the issue of preferences. And having preferences, meaning I don't want to fail the test, or I want to get the job, and if I don't get the job, then I'm not going to be happy. Then you're on this trail, you're on this journey of having preferences, and you're going to always have preferences. In other words, you're not allowing, because if you don't want, okay, I saw a question. It's Mia, right?
Yes.
So if you don't want to fail the test, and you've already said it, you do not want to fail the test, and you're just, and I can feel that, you do not want to fail the test. But if the universe doesn't want you to pass the test for whatever reason, guess what's going to happen, Mia?
Then it's going to be a fail. Because it's pre-planned.
That's right. Not only is it pre-planned, but what it is whatever is happening in this lifetime is here for lessons for us to learn, lessons for you to grow, lessons for you to become more aware, lessons for you to have your eyes open more. See, I used to live in this very, very tunnel. Okay, this is what's going to happen. I have a job. I get a promotion. I move on to the next level. Next. I knew everything that was going to happen. I definitely knew what I wanted to happen. And guess what? I'm a little bit older than you. My life has turned out. Nothing has turned out exactly the way that I wanted it to happen. But everything has turned out for my best interest. Every single thing that's happened to me is for my best interest, including the surgeries, including the health problems, including the financial issues. All of it, I can say, is two thumbs up. But I wouldn't have planned it like that. So it's really about trusting the universe. And when you really trust and you know that what's going to happen is going to happen, you lose that anxiety. There is no anxiety over tomorrow. There is no anxiety over a test. There is no anxiety of what's going to happen in the future. Zero. Why? Because I trust and know that the universe's plan is perfection. Why am I having anxiety over the plan of the universe?
But without this test, it feels like I cannot move forward.
And those are just thoughts. Those are just your thoughts. And those are not, are those all true?
No.
There you go.
But
see,
they feel true to me.
Well,
but they're not really true.
Exactly. And so let me explain. I told you this was a great call. And let me explain something else about the thoughts. Because this is the bottom line here with thoughts. And I write this in my first edition, the book Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, about our thoughts. And that there are two entities. There are two entities in my head. I can hear two voices, two. And one is the voice, the one that you're talking about today, is the voice that says, I'm anxious, I'm nervous, I really want this test to be over, I want to pass the test, I want to be free of this feeling. All of those thoughts, every single one of them, plus 100 more thoughts that you're having, all under the label and title of stressful thoughts.
Yeah.
All of that. And then there's the other voice in my head. There's the other entity. And this voice says that everything is in order. There is nothing that I need, nothing that I should do, only what I'm inspired to do. I trust, I know that the divine plan of the universe has my best interest. I totally surrender to the next moment. I let go of control or of thinking that I have control over what happens. I only have control over my perspective, over my behavior, over my words. I don't have control over my thoughts, but I have control over which voice I'm going to listen to, which voice I'm going to give power to, which voice I'm going to allow to make me feel a certain way. Because the voice of the universe, when you really trust and you relax and you know, okay, everything's a divine plan, then there's nothing to stress over.
Well,
let me give you a... Go ahead.
If I work hard for it, then I deserve to pass it.
Okay. Yeah, you're working hard for it. You deserve to pass it. All of that's all ego. Everything that you just said was all ego. And that's the voice, and those are the voices that just want. What? Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I said that voice that you said, I want to pass and I work hard and I deserve it. That's all that is the voice of the ego. Did you hear that?
Oh, yes, yes.
So is that what you, I mean, if you want to be guided, if you want to be ruled, if you want to be driven by the words of the ego, I worked hard, I passed, I deserved it, then you're going to have a life of not being very content about things happening or not happening.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Working hard means nothing to the universe. The universe doesn't care how hard you work. And the universe doesn't care what you think you deserve. I'm not saying that you don't deserve anything. I'm saying the universe doesn't care what you think you deserve. Because guess what? Guess what, Mia? I think I deserve to travel all over the world, staying in 5-star hotels, teaching and bringing my little happiness, the importance of happiness workshops all over the world. That's what I know I deserve.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Right? I mean,
right.
Come on. You want to get real? And you know what else I deserve? I deserve my own television show on OWN. I need my own show. I got it all planned out in my head. You know what else I think I deserve? I think I deserve to move into the, because this is going to be my third stage. I want to live in a forest near the ocean or near some kind of river. I want to live near water in the forest. That's what I deserve. But guess what? This is where I am right now. So it's not about, it's really about trusting and letting go of this fake control of thinking that you are doing anything. You're working so hard and you should deserve to pass a test. Well, listen, so am I. But guess what? It's not my choice.
Well, what about free will? Isn't there choices that come with free will?
You do have free will. You have free will to decide how you want to feel. You have free will to choose your perception. You have free will in a way to behave or a way to speak. But if you think that you are making this stuff happen and free will, because quite frankly, I've said this a million times, but my mother disinherited me in 2007. Free will. I didn't want that to happen. Do you think I would have designed that? No. Free will? Free will for what? What is your definition of free will? Free will to control and think that you are making stuff happen? Hello? See, the thing is, and you're not alone. A lot of people think that, okay, I'm working hard, and finally I get what I want, and I get the job, and I get the title, and I get this because I worked hard. Well, I don't care if you worked 24/7. If the universe didn't sign off on it, guess what? At least that's my take on it. Other people have different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing is just you have free will to change your perspective. So it's up to you to change the way that you're looking at and feeling about where you are in this moment.
Yeah.
So can you think of a different way to feel about this moment and not about the future and not about Monday and not to even be concerned about what's going to happen on Monday? Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, who cares?
Yeah. Right. Well, I care.
Well, no, you don't care. Your ego cares.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can identify yourself with your ego if you want. You can say that that's you. But I already know that my ego is not me. Because, and when I align with the ego and when I care about what the ego cares about, honey, I am miserable.
Mm-hmm.
When I start caring about what my ego cares about, talk about having a bad day. I'll show you how to have a bad day really quick. Is to care about what my ego cares about.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're allowing your ego to be in charge, and you're really caring about what your ego cares about, which is that job, you deserve it, passing the test, I better pass it, all of that, which is, that's all ego. Now, can you give me any universal words? Can you give me any universal thoughts? Can you spit out any universal thinking? Because you shared with me what your ego thought from the very beginning. So tell me what the universe is thinking about this, your situation.
It doesn't matter.
Keep going. Universal.
It's going to be okay.
There you go. Keep going.
Fail or pass is just man-made.
Fail or pass is going to be the plan of the universe. Keep going.
Well, I have a choice to be looking at things in a different perception.
Okay, now you're just making me proud. I'm almost in tears. I'm tearing up, and not only that, my whole body is chilling up. I get chills every time I hear the truth. Every time I hear the truth, and you're speaking the words of the universe, and I'm getting chills. I don't know if you feel it, but you see, you already knew. And that's where I'd like you to focus when you're in any kind of situation like this, is to allow.
So can I just say that my perception is to be okay with it, and I choose to be happy?
Yes. And?
With whatever result it is.
Yes. And?
And because it's for my best good. It's planned for me.
Yes! Yes? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now that is all the truth.
That is the truth. But somehow, I mean...
Hold on. No. We're not going to go back to the ego. You just spoke the truth. And what your ego wants you to do, what your mind wants you to do, is stick with the other stuff that is not true. Now, it's totally going to be up to you how you want to feel, depending on which voice, which energy you allow to have power over you in any given moment. See, you're used to listening to that other voice,
right.
of stress. And so your job is to practice whenever you have that voice, you practice not really trying to get rid of it, but just witnessing which voice it is. And then you practice, see, everything that you spoke was the truth.
Okay.
But I could just say,
when that other voice come up, I could just say, so what?
Whatever. You said, whatever happens, it happens. Whatever happens, I'll be okay. Whatever happens is the universe's plan. Whatever happens is going to be for my betterment. Whatever happens is going to take me to another level of understanding, enlightenment, and ease, and happiness, and contentment. Whatever happens is going to allow me to trust the universe more. Whatever happens is because the universe wants the best for me. Ever, and it always has, and it always will. Whatever happens, I will never doubt. I don't doubt the universe. Yeah, it's a big whatever. See, that's the whole issue. It's not about getting rid of anything or passing the test or not having the test. It's about a philosophy of how to live for the rest of your life.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I don't want to live in anxiety
there
for
you
the
go.
Rest of my life.
There you go. Are you a happy camper now?
Well, I'm usually a happy person. But sometimes situations will get me down into the worry phase.
Well, that's the thing. You're allowing situations to to rock your boat.
And yeah, when you that's what it
and,
is.
Yeah, and when you start practicing, and I mean practicing, and you start and you begin to not only practice listening to that the universal voice, when you start practicing and it happens more and more, then these situations will be like the wind blowing past you, like a slight breeze. That's all it's going to be, a breeze. And I don't mm-hmm. care what the situation is, from health to death to any kind of challenge, it's still going to be a breeze when you practice aligning and living connected to the universe. It's going to be a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
So, and honestly, this is another thing I want to share, because this is a big, 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 big challenge also amongst us humans, amongst us human people, is to have patience and allow the universe to work without wanting it to happen and without rushing. And when is this going to happen? And it's really about having the patience. You know, I've given the example, when a child is born and they come out, they're not speaking, they're not walking, they can't even feed themselves, and nobody stands over a baby and starts screaming and saying, hey, hurry up and start talking. Hurry up and start walking. Hurry up and start feeding yourself. Hurry up and start knowing how to get dressed. Hurry up and get to school. Hurry up and get out of the house. No. Everybody allows a child, a baby, to grow at its own pace. And it takes a year for the baby to start walking. And it's the same thing with life. The universe has a plan. You don't stand over a fruit tree and want the fruit to hurry up and ripen. You know that it's going to ripen. You know it's going to happen. And you know when you have the fruit that's ripe, it's going to taste great. So our lives are the same thing. None of this man-made hurry, want it tomorrow, want it yesterday. No. Relax and let everything unfold in perfect timing. That's another one that's very challenging, but patience is very, very necessary. Trust me, I know. I don't have my radio show all over the world. I'm not on the radio. I'm not on TV, and I'm not traveling all over. But I'm patient. And whether it happens or it doesn't happen, I'm going to be okay and happy.
Mhm.
Has this been the best call of your life?
It's an eye opener. I mean, it's like I know this is how I should live my life, but it's just that I'm not used to it.
There you go. That's right. You know what? You're not used to feeling okay. You're not used to feeling good. You're not used to saying poo-poo to anxiety. You're used to complaining about it. I'm using it very respectfully. You're used to not wanting it. You're used to making it, you know, the stress and all of that. You're used to worrying. Yeah, I know. You're not used to it. And I wasn't used to it either. I was used to that other way. But I'm telling you right now, when you practice what we've been talking about for almost 45 minutes, your life will change, and you practice and practice like anything else. When I started this radio show in 2011, I wasn't used to talking on the radio. Guess what? I couldn't talk for 2 minutes. I wasn't used to it. I can do it now. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm listening.
No. I mean, are you with me? Are you with me with my whole philosophy?
Yes, it's like you've been patient, and and you got through to where you are.
Yeah, and if I can do it, anyone can do it.
Really?
Yes. I'm not special. I think I'm special, but I'm not so special. See, I'm here. I tell my son all the time, I have the answers to the test. Why? Because I've gone through, I've experienced all of everything you're talking about. Everything, 10 times more. And now I have the answers to how to do it and what to do and how to get through anxiety and be okay and still be happy and still be at peace. I don't care what happens on Monday. I don't care what happens in the next hour. I'm right here in this moment. That's it. Done. And whatever is going to happen on Monday is supposed to happen on Monday. And I trust that it's going to be what's best for me, whatever that is. No preferences, no choices. I'm going to be okay. My dear, Mia, call in anytime.
Thank you very much. Good conversation.
You're welcome, sweetie. And
I'm gonna work on it.
Good. Just say practice. Just practice, sweetie. Just practice.
Yeah, because it's not work.
That's right. It's a practice. It's just a different way of living. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for adding so much content and so everything that you talked about. Everybody that's going to listen to this call is going to need to hear it. Trust me. You just helped thousands of people.
Well, you helped me.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. The audience, can you hear her smile? Can you feel her energy now? Can you feel her smile? I can feel it. I can feel the shift. Keep shifting, my dear. Call me anytime. Ooh, what a great call. Oh, I love this show. See, this reality, spirituality, we talk about everything in life, all the common minutiae, the everyday moments. So go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. You can look at the private sessions. I do offer private sessions and also group sessions, workshops, the importance of happiness workshops. I travel wherever to share what I've come to believe is really the cornerstone, the foundation of this life, which is to know, to trust, and live connected, and regardless of what happens, regardless of what I experience, I'm going to be sailing through with a smile on my face. Go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Also, in my book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, you could find it on Amazon, Lulu, and if you email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com, I will send you an autographed, a signed autographed book. It's 1995, and that's that. So, until tomorrow, I want to remind you, my dear audience, of who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. We're going to connect again tomorrow. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca Lynn Norrington. And after tomorrow, I'm going to go on a two-week vacation. So I will keep you posted on that more tomorrow. Have a wonderful day and talk to you then. Yay, Reality Spirituality. Beepity beep beep beep.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah.